It's also been a tumultuous week for Russia's independent press. The television channel NTV, as well as a popular newspaper and magazine, have all been taken over by the gas monopoly, Gazprom, which is trying to change their managers and staff. Gazprom's role is widely viewed as an effort by the Russian government to control media in that country. At the same time, the man who launched these independent ventures, businessman Vladimir Guzinski, won a reprieve in his long legal battle with the Russian government. Eric Engelman takes a look back at the events of the past 7 days.
It was a week ago today that NTV staff members arrived at work to find new security guards waiting for them. After several moments of confusion, they were given a choice: sign an oath of loyalty to the new management or resign. Many, including some of the network's best-known talent, did choose to leave and were escorted out of the building. The network's new general director, U.S. businessman Boris Jordan, quickly tried to dampen speculation that this was the end of independent television.
I don't believe this is an issue of freedom of the press. Nobody limited their access to the company. Nobody limited their access to speak out. We are continuing to broadcast. There is no limitations of any kind being put on any of the current editorial staff.
But the first broadcasts of the new NTV did not inspire much confidence. The Sunday news bulletins led with Easter celebrations in Russia and ignored the takeover of the network, the most important story of the day. Since then, Boris Jordan has come under increasing scrutiny. A U.S. citizen of Russian descent, he was appointed to head NTV by Gazprom, the gas monopoly with close ties to the Kremlin. He has a controversial resume, including involvement in a contested auction of a big telecommunications company. And while he says his role is to bring better financial management to debt-ridden NTV, not to meddle in news coverage, many are skeptical. Boris Fyodorov is a former Russian finance minister and dissident member of Gazprom's board of directors.
Clearly to me, if it was about money, if you care about the value of your company, you don't allow, like, the best journalists to leave. This is stupid. This is not a business decision.
The journalists who left NTV, meantime, are struggling to make a new home for themselves. After first decamping to a small cable station, they've moved again to TV6, a modest channel controlled by oligarch Boris Berezovsky. The transition has not been easy. When Berezovsky announced that NTV editors and reporters would be taking over top positions at TV6, many of that channel's staff quit, accusing the NTV newcomers of the same hardball tactics employed by Gazprom. Former NTV anchor Andrei Norkin says the corporate intrigue and mass migration of journalists from one network to another has created bad blood in the Russian media world. In these circumstances, he said, when people are connected and work so closely together, and then they end up on different sides, well, it's very hard. All the old personal ties are broken, really broken. While much of the attention this week has been focused on NTV, other parts of Vladimir Guzinski's Media Most empire crumbled as well. The newspaper Sivornia and news magazine Itogi fell in quick succession. Gazprom orchestrated a boardroom coup at the 7 Days publishing house and closed down Sivornia and fired the editorial staff of Itogi. Within days, Itogi's U.S. affiliate Newsweek announced it was severing its relationship with the magazine. The only part of Media Most to escape unscathed, so far at least, is Echo Moscow Radio. The station's editor-in-chief, Alexei Venediktov, is not optimistic about the days ahead.
They are putting pressure on us, too. They are warning us, trying to buy our journalists and turn them into informers. Government officials have been told not to appear as guests on our shows. It's political pressure.
For now, some of the pressure is off Vladimir Guzinski, the man behind Media Most. This week, a Spanish court ruled he could not be extradited to Russia to face fraud charges, ending a 5-month legal battle. Guzinski immediately signaled he wanted to sell off his 49.5% stake in NTV, but it's not clear who would buy it. CNN founder Ted Turner appeared to back away from his bid after the events of last weekend. After several nationwide rallies in support of the embattled NTV journalists, the country appears to be losing interest. Many people, like writer Sayana Namsarayeva, say they're disillusioned by reports of murky financial dealings on all sides and by the arrogance of many of the players.
because everybody knows that both sides hide something important. And they show what they just want to show for the public, just to attract people's attention. And in reality, for many people, it's not that interesting.
It may take some time for the full effect of this week's events in Russia to sink in. While NTV still looks the same as it did before, with the same smart graphics and animation, it's sounding more and more like the other two state-run channels, a stale recitation of official press conferences and state visits. The network that once broke new ground with gritty coverage of the war in Chechnya and scathing satires of the Kremlin is no more. For NPR News, this is Eric Engelman in Moscow.